You're listening to an African Element's top news story for July 22, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Kenya's Fight for Justice by Darius Spearman at africanelements.org. Kenyan human rights activist Boniface Mwangi was arrested on July 20, 2025 and charged with unlawful possession of ammunition. The charge stems from police finding unused tear gas canisters and a single blank round at his home without proper authorization. On July 21, 2025, he appeared in a Nairobi court where hundreds of supporters wearing Kenyan flags gathered to demand his release. Tear gas canisters are regulated devices used for crowd control, and blank ammunition is intended for training or signaling. Possessing such items without a license can result in severe penalties, especially when linked to public order concerns. Mwangi has long campaigned against human rights abuses and corruption in Kenya, including running for parliament on an anti-corruption platform. He denies the allegations and declared, "I am not a terrorist," on social media. His arrest follows widespread protests that have swept the nation in recent months. Demonstrations began after the death of political blogger Albert Ojwang in police custody. Authorities first claimed suicide, but an independent autopsy revealed signs of assault. The Saba Saba People's March on July 7, 2025 marked a historic day of pro-democracy demonstrations. During that event, police deployed tear gas, water cannons, and reportedly live rounds against unarmed civilians. Witnesses described armed men in unmarked vehicles firing indiscriminately at protesters and bystanders. By July 7th, at least 31 people had died, and hundreds more were arrested across multiple cities. Human rights groups report that between June and October 2024, security forces killed 63 people and abducted 87 others. Investigations into 22 deaths have produced only 2 court cases to date. Critics argue that this slow and limited accountability perpetuates a climate of impunity. A police constable has been charged with murder over the shooting of hawker Boniface Kariuki Mwangi during the Gen Z protests on June 25, 2024. Those youth-led protests focused on economic hardship, corruption, and police misconduct. Over 60 demonstrators died, and another officer was released for lack of evidence in that case. Teachers jailed for speaking out and street vendors wounded or killed have fueled public outrage. Overall, security operations have caused at least 90 deaths over the past 2 years. President William Ruto's approval rating has suffered amid criticism of his handling of the unrest. In a political move, he invited opposition members, including allies of Raila Odinga, into his cabinet. 4 opposition figures have since joined key ministries as pressure mounted for power sharing. Observers say true stability will require independent oversight, stronger legal frameworks, and socioeconomic reforms. Copyright African Elements.